Beautiful souls, you ask for a reading on a spiritual guru next. Reminder of the subtle traces that are left in our field from our actions, regardless of the stage of life we are in. Inescapable. And it's not to say that we should be forever punished, but it highlights the level of accountability a person has taken, especially from actions that have caused hurt or even harm. Let's go. A snake is coming through. Why the snake would come through? It's because it's the way it moves, it behaves, and it interacts with the world around them. Very calculated. There it is. There's a lot happening in his field. A lot of that is trying to fight with truth. A battle with truth. A battle with truth. Despite his hardships that are coming through strongly in his field, which has caused much heavy bodily responses, which means that alchemizing his energy body, emotional body, has been needed because of this. Because of the mind. The mind has served and been purposeful for him. Serving as direct intellect. But what has happened, and this is where the snake appears, is the clashing of the mind, the intellect, with feeling, with hearts and connection. So he has had much push and pull, push and pull, push and pull with this. You see, behind the face, just give me a moment. Let's just pause that there. My cat is scratching. Come on, baby. Good boy. So let's see what we can pick up from behind, because there is something behind this that has been trying to come through for a long time with much intensity. It's connected to truth, there is also a black hole here. A truth, the abyss, the eternal. So that is coming through very strongly, through the higher energy centers, pushing directly through his face. Truth, black hole, the abyss, the eternal. There we go. That is trying to speak through him. So now I would wonder and question whether he has been able to connect to that. And he must have experienced many moments because it is already showing itself openly in his field. Yes. Much knowledge and information from this person to share into the world. He has much knowledge and information, and that knowledge and information comes from his solar plexus, place of power, but also connected to the identities that we create whilst we are here on Earth. And I could imagine that he has gone through many identity shifts. Let's pause that there. Let's go to the next clip. Okay, so the field is communicating slightly differently here. The field is softer here, as if someone is nearing the end of their life. The energy here has let go, surrendered to so much, and that so much is in particular the ego. Yes, a calling of the fire. Cooling of the fire. Let's just see if there is anything else here. Yes. So the field is also showing hiding and untruths, the hiding of and untruths. And let's just see what that is connected to. Wrongdoings that can be felt all around him. Yes. So there are certain actions, behaviors, and events that have been created that if you carried them out yourself, you wouldn't be proud of, you wouldn't want to revisit, and they would cause feelings of guilt, they would cause feelings of shame. Yes, there it is. And that can't be hidden, not even at this stage. But his field does want to communicate that it has dealt with much of it. It has dealt with much of it, but that is in no way. Let's just see what the word is that wants to come through. Giving it a free pass. There we go. Giving it a free pass. because those actions and behaviours, there is a should have known better, should have known better, there we go, should have known better. Yes. So that's our time to disconnect, because it's just slowing down now, and it is ending peacefully. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Beautiful souls, I'll leave that there to see what you guys make of today's reading. Until the next one, love and blessings, beautiful souls. Love and blessings.